A bright white light is held aloft by a statuesque woman wearing a long white robe and with a blue sash draped around her. She stands on a stepped plinth in front of a brooding, cloudy sky. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. A golf ball spins on a tee until it's driven into a glass screen.
Terrific.
Happy Madison Productions. Columbia Pictures presents a Happy Madison production. Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. A fairy tale European castle set in precisely trimmed gardens. A beautiful woman gazes at a man's firm buttocks as he walks away from her bed. Not Deuce Bigelow's ass. The well-endowed woman crosses to nuzzle the blonde guy's neck as a rose draws up.
My husband. Thank you for last night.
She hands him money and he kisses her. On the balcony, he sees the husband's shadow. The young man, now clothed, leaps over the balustrade and grins. He bumps into a maid.
Thank you for last night.
The husky-voiced maid slips money into the young man's jacket pocket. The gigolo speeds down the drive in his red Ferrari 360. He's stopped at the gate by a burly guard armed with a machine gun. The guard in a dark crew-necked shirt and suit steps over to the window and bends down.
Thank you for last night.
He hands the young man money and the two of them grin. As the gigolo drives away, the guard waves. The Ferrari races along the country roads, leaving the castle behind, passes a windmill and comes up behind a truck transporting bales of hay. The Ferrari overtakes, but is stopped a little way ahead as the barrier of a level crossing comes down. The truck drives right up to the Ferrari.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
The truck pushes the Ferrari.
Shit!
The Ferrari is pushed onto the track as a train bears down upon it, the gigolo still inside. Malibu, California, a TV reporter.
Today, these visually impaired senior citizens will fulfill a lifelong dream. To swim with dolphins.
Hey, check this out.
What is that?
Careful. That is 4 years of research. A technological breakthrough which might just save a life or two.
What's it for?
It's a device to prevent the beaching of cetaceans. That's whales to you and me.
Cetaceans, huh? That's a pretty big word for a man whore.
The two kids grin and Deuce frowns.
I'm not a man whore. I'm a fish enthusiast. I stopped man whoring when I met my wife.
My mom said your wife got eaten on your honeymoon because you tried to feed the sharks.
You tell your mom I was trying to feed the turtles. I didn't realize there was meat sauce on the lettuce.
Whatever. I bet that thing doesn't even work, you stupid he-bitch. Come on, I got it.
Hey, little bastards. Step back. That's not a toy.
As one old woman swims with a dolphin, the kids drop Deuce's contraption into the water.
Come on, Gary, I can't.
Hitting the noise, the dolphin speeds up. Another bites a woman's leg. Dolphins go berserk. One leaps up and sinks its teeth into a trainer's crotch.
Something seems to be going wrong. I'm not sure what's happening.
A man is dragged into a moored buoy. A dolphin slaps a man repeatedly with its tail. Deuce picks up his device, scuttles out of the water and runs up the beach. At home, Deuce walks through a bead curtain carrying the megaphone device.
Hey, everybody. I'm home.
He talks to his fish. Deuce crosses to a photograph and an artificial leg.
Hi, Kate. I missed you today. The prototype's almost working. All it needs is a few minor adjustments.
A framed newspaper cutting, woman attacked by sharks, meat sauce on lettuce.
This is West Takahashi in Malibu, where three blind swimmers are still missing.
I hope that man rots in hell!
It was some weird guy. He tried to touch my ball!
Deuce switches off his television and leans back in his chair. He answers his phone.
Hello?
Deucey. It's your old buddy TJ here.
TJ?
I'm in Amsterdam. Man, you love it over here. It's like Disneyland for college students. You wouldn't believe this shit. Won't you come on over and let your old friend TJ show you a good time?
Oh, that's crazy. I can't.
Look, it ain't like you got something better to do over there.
Amsterdam's so far away.
Police have just released a sketch of a man wanted for questioning. Witnesses report he is goofy-looking and probably a virgin.
On the other hand, far away could be good.
The artificial leg goes through Los Angeles airport security.
Is my wife gonna be okay in there?
She'll be fine, sir.
All right.
He picks up a black artificial leg.
Excuse me. I think there's been a mix-up.
A guy's reading Kate's leg.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I've always wondered what it feels like to be a white woman. Can I borrow it?
Give me that.
Hold on.
Deuce whips Kate's leg away and the guy hops after him. On the plane...
Stop.
Every time he passes a passenger, Kate's foot slaps their face. Deuce takes his seat, still clutching the leg. Later, as the lights are dimmed, he's asleep, hugging the leg to his bosom and dreaming.
Hey, how many people get to do this on their honeymoon?
They're snorkeling.
You're sure it's safe to feed the turtles?
You have nothing to worry about. I'm a fish expert, remember?
What is that over there?
Oh, that's just some kid with a fin on his back trying to scare us.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Do you think the hotel would let us swim out here if there were sharks? Come on. This is Mexico. They know what they're doing.
Kate smiles. As she's dragged underwater, Deuce wakes in the plane. The canals, buildings, and bridges of Amsterdam. Deuce wears a Stars and Stripes shirt.
This shirt's gonna be a great icebreaker.
Fuck you, American, you imperialist bastard!
I love America! I love President Bush! Thank you for bringing democracy to Iraq!
Shut up!
Oh, shit!
A brick hits the woman, knocking her into the canal.
Oh, hello, sir? Is this okay?
You did miss a spot.
A shop assistant cleans the inside of a window. As she presses against it, her right nipple shows through her T-shirt.
Did I get it?
Put some elbow in it.
Deuce grins, then looks at Kate's artificial leg.
Sorry, honey.
The girl waves. Deuce strolls along a canal side.
Huh. What's with all these red lights? I wonder if they know their curtains are open.
Deuce stops on a bridge.
Oh, man.
He's by a colorful boat, Pimp of the Sea.
Ahoy there. Big doozy in Amsterdam. Man, get on over here. Jose,
look at this boat. Check this out.
TJ removes his feathered cap.
No. Like that?
The garish boat rises and falls like a fairground ride.
I couldn't be happier for you.
Come on, let me show you my flow crib.
Okay.
Yeah, looking like money.
Yeah.
Tell her you're gonna have a good time, man. Huh?
The cabin's waterlogged.
Well, it ain't much, but it's home.
Deuce steps into the water.
It's nice. I like what you've done with it.
Now, if you gotta use a bathroom, lift up the toilet seat. This is where I live, my home. I don't want nobody pissing on my toilet seat.
He lowers it.
What do you think of the flow crib? You feeling it? Huh?
TJ, I think you got a bad leak here.
No. It's just high tide.
The artificial leg.
Is that what I think it is?
Yeah. I brought Kate. I really want to show her a good time, you know? Maybe buy her a wooden shoe.
Deucey, keeping that leg is kind of creepy. You gotta move on with your life. TJ!
An Asian guy walks down the gangway.
Hey, look here, what's up? I no more men whore. Too much danger.
A headline gigolo killer strikes again.
Excuse us for a moment, Deucey. Listen up, little Kim. When your little bony ass had SARS, who got you out of quarantine? Go make me some money.
No way! I take my 3 inches elsewhere.
Deuce and TJ are in a coffee house.
So I thought I'd come over here and make a killing. Got myself a houseboat, some hoes. The only thing a woman loves more than a man hoe is a floating man hoe.
Makes sense.
Then all these man whore murders started. My he bitches got too scared to go to work. What kind of world do we live in where the streets ain't safe for male prostitutes?
Yes, you hashish.
Donkey fell.
Enjoy.
Hashish? Yeah.
No.
Yo, ho, ho, ho. I thought you said this was a coffee shop. Now, let me break it down for you. Deucey, you're in Amsterdam. If you want coffee, you go to a cafe. If you want marijuana, gunji, or some freaky deaky, you go to a coffee shop. That's where you is now. Mm-hmm.
All the customers are smoking dope. A laughing guy keels over. A policeman saunters in.
Put that away! Cops! Cops!
Hold it right there!
The policeman stops at the table. The policeman fires his lighter and holds it to TJ's joint.
Now that joint looks loose. If you want, I'll roll the next one. Have a good evening, huh?
He winks and strolls away.
Oh, don't worry about it, Deucey. It's Amsterdam. It's perfectly legal over here. You want a hit?
No, I'm not smoking nothing.
Oh, come on, man.
Deucey don't smoke.
Suit yourself. Well, 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 if it ain't Heinz Hummer, the gigolo with the most below.
What do you want, TJ? I'm busy.
I want to introduce you to my friend, Deuce Bigelow. He's a gigolo from America.
Hey.
The handsome Heinz fondles the enormous bulge in his crotch.
Sometimes you're really funny, DJ.
How much you getting for a filthy Ramirez these days? Because I could get you more.
A filthy Ramirez? Where have you been? Nobody pays for that shit anymore. See you around, TJ.
Hey, the Manhole Awards are coming up. Don't you want to win the Golden Boner?
I already won it twice. Just ask your ex-fiancé.
Man, why you gotta bring up deletion like that?
I can't believe prostitution's legal here.
Oh, yeah, it's big business. They got a union, dental plan. Man, if I had a heat bitch like Heinz Hummer, put me back in the game.
Is he that good?
Is he that good? They don't call him Lord of the Wangs for nothing. Man, what I wouldn't give.
For Heinz Wang?
No, I don't want Heinz Wang. I want him as a client. Hey, man, keep your voice down. Talking about me wanting Heinz big juicy Wang. People think I'm gay. Now, pimp's only got one thing in his world. His reputation.
Here you are, gentlemen. Fresh today.
Bon appetit.
What is this?
Space cake.
Why do they call it that?
You know, it's what the astronauts eat, like Tang.
Deuce takes a forkful of the cake.
Starving.
He chews on it.
It's a little dry.
Keep eating. It gets better. You sure you don't want any?
No. Never been high, never gonna be.
Deuce eats more.
That's pretty good cake, though. Fucking excellent.
TJ blows out smoke. A dozen or so plates of cake later, Deuce is kind of spaced out.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end.
TJ's out of focus.
Letters I've written, never meaning to send.
Deuce, bug-eyed, glances round at a framed painting on the wall. It's of a windmill with a girl sitting in the foreground. The girl turns, gets to her feet, and looks at Deuce.
You.
Deuce grins stupidly.
Come on in here.
You want me to?
Yes, you.
Deuce staggers to his feet and crosses the coffee house. He steps up onto a table. As the girl giggles, Deuce sticks his head through the painting. He falls through it, ending up in the painting with the girl, in the frame behind him, the table he's just left.
Maybe you can help me.
Really?
I don't want a man who's chiseled and sculpted. I like soft and weak.
You do?
I want a man who's unemployed and went to a community college.
I am. And I did.
And you know what really turns me on?
What?
Is thinking about him in his tighty whities, sitting at his computer, and visiting different porn sites, and taking the free tour with no intention of ever joining.
I don't have a credit card.
Kiss my chest.
Okay.
Harder! Bite me!
You sure?
Harder, bite me harder! Ah!
Deuce is biting TJ.
Get off of my titty, you doped up cracker!
Deuce backs off.
Oh, no more space cakes for you.
They leave the coffee house.
Hey, I'm sorry about that, TJ. I must have gotten a contact buzz.
What'd I tell you about making me look gay? Now 10 minutes go by and you got your sloppy mouth all over my breasts. My nipples ruined. You're lucky I was born with a spare.
He lifts his shirt to show a nipple on his ribcage.
They got one of my hoes.
A guy with a Zimmer.
The old guy in the walker's one of your hoes?
Yeah. Why ain't his ancient ass out there making me my money? Kaiser, get your old ass back in the book. Deucey, meet me back at the flow crib. Bitches out here act like they never seen a pimp before. I raise my hand, they look at it like it's a goddamn croissant. Then, bam!
Feel my pimp hand.
TJ chases after Kaiser.
Where's the boat?
Heinz Hammer enters a dark alleyway. He walks a few paces down it, then turns to face a tall, shadowy figure. The figure fires a lighter.
You scared me.
Heinz is pushed against a wall.
Hey, do you know who I am? I'm Heinz Hammer. I'm the gigolo with the most below, okay? I can give you a filthy lupus like you never had before. I could give you a Cambodian creamsicle that would make you scream all night, okay? But not now, because I'm busy, so leave me alone, bitch.
The figure holds him back.
Wait a second, do I know you?
Deuce stops in front of a sign in Dutch.
New Jizz is Verburger King.
Deuce strolls past the end of the alleyway and sees Heinz slumped against the wall, a tall female figure walking away in the distance. Deuce saunters up to Heinz.
Heinz.
There's a big lipstick kiss on Heinz's left cheek. Deuce bends down by Heinz, whose eyes are closed.
Man, are you wasted?
Deuce half carries, half drags Heinz towards TJ's boat.
I got you.
On board, Deuce switches on the TV.
Coming up next, more weather.
Morgen is nog een aardige dag.
What's this?
Eerst zon, daarna.
Hey, Heinz, wake up, check this out. Holy shit!
A topless forecaster.
Europe just got a little better.
TJ arrives.
Damn! That old Kaiser's got legs. You gotta keep your bitches in line.
TJ spots Heinz.
What's he doing here?
I found him passed out in the alley. I couldn't just leave him there. I put in a good word for you.
Thanks, Deucey. Much appreciated. I knew you'd come around.
TJ taps Heinz's cheek.
Oh, shit. Heinz ain't passed out. Heinz is dead.
No. He can't be.
I'm telling you, Heinz is dead. See for yourself.
Deuce steps up onto the sofa and drops the TV remote on Heinz's head.
Watch this.
TJ smashes a cuckoo clock over Heinz's head. There's no reaction.
Maybe he's just a heavy sleeper.
Deuce raises a 10-pin bowling ball over Heinz's head.
I can't believe you brought a dead manhole in my home. What were you thinking?
I didn't know you could die from pot.
This is no pot-related fatality. This is no ganja accident. This man was murdered.
Deuce looks at the body on the sofa.
The manhole killer did this? We gotta call the police.
No, 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 hey! Goddamn, white boy! You think the police gonna believe a stone black pimp had nothing to do with a dead prostitute in his flow crib?
On the canal side, TJ hauls Heinz down steps towards the water.
Before I toss your dumb ass in the canal, I just want to say for the record, under TJ's management, this would have never happened.
He notices the bulge in the crotch.
I just gotta see what all the fuss was about.
TJ's face contorts.
God damn! No wonder Delisha never came back. That shit's the real Loch Ness Monster.
A tourist boat's light. Cameras flash.
What the shit is this? What you looking at? Turn off them damn cameras. I ain't gay. I was only looking down his pants because I heard his slong was so big and juicy. No, no, wait a minute. That didn't sound right. Give me them damn cameras.
He and the body fall in.
Where is he?
We now interrupt Naked Seinfeld for the special report.
The suspected manhor killer has been spotted on the Prinsengracht Canal, attempting to dispose of his latest victim.
Oh, I ain't gay!
The suspected killer has been identified as Tiberius Jefferson Hicks.
You idiot!
He is still at large. At
hold it! Hey, guys, how's he going?
The police.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Deuce is at police HQ.
Where is he?
I swear, I don't know.
Your loyalty is impressive, sir. You've once been arrested for man-whoring, were you not?
Look, I wasn't really man-whoring.
Please, Mr. Bigelow. I've heard this 1,000 times. You were cold, you were frightened. He took you under his arm and fed you. He made you feel sexy. He taught you how to hide money in every orifice. But your friend is obviously a killer.
TJ's not a killer.
If he isn't a murderer, then what was he doing checking out a dead man's penis?
I guess he was curious. He heard it was big and juicy and wanted to see for himself. A lot of guys do that.
The inspector kneels down.
No, they don't.
Okay. TJ's gay.
Really?
Not normal gay, but, you know, crazy gay, you know. Musical theater gay.
Is that why he puts lipstick on all his victims?
He shows Deuce photographs.
Wait a minute. In the alley, I heard someone whistling. And I saw someone. A woman. In a leopard coat.
People see a lot of crazy things when they're high on space cake.
There's drugs in space cake?
Mr. Bigelow, I will find your pimp, whether you help me or not.
The inspector, Gaspar, leaves Deuce alone. Deuce finds TJ in Van Gogh's house of chicken and waffles.
TJ, thank God you're here.
How'd you find me?
It's the only chicken and waffle place in all of Holland.
So a black man's gotta be at a chicken and waffles place. That's racist.
But you are here.
Yeah, but figuring it out is racist.
Deuce looks at the black customers.
That's a nice place.
Did you know Holland invented chicken and waffles?
Really?
Before that, you can only get chicken or waffles. But they were the first to put them together. Black people all over the world would be forever grateful to the Dutch for that.
You do know the Dutch started the slave trade.
Those motherfuckers!
Outside, TJ reads a newspaper headline. Manhole killer at large, extremely gay.
What?
And a photo.
Who let him print this?
Look. We're gonna prove that you didn't kill anyone.
I don't give a damn about that. It's the extremely gay part that's bothering me. I mean, if I'm a murderer, they'll welcome me home with open arms. Get out of jail and become a huge rapper. But a gay pimp? Where am I going, Vermont?
Look, TJ, I think I saw the real killer. It was a woman.
Some she-john went on a he-bitch killing spree because she wasn't satisfied with a filthy Lopez.
What's a filthy Lopez?
$40, same as downtown. Look, all we got to do is find the she-johns that went out with the dead gigolos. One of them is our killer.
Makes sense.
You gotta get back on the horse.
Horse? What horse?
The manhole horse. We gonna use your tight little white ass as bait.
Bait? Look, I'm not manhorn.
We'll find the killer using your twatsicle.
Twatsicle? Gross. No.
TJ stops Deuce walking away from him.
Get us to my mama.
A gold yo-yo.
Tell her I'm sorry I was a disappointment to her. Tell her I'm sorry I called all her friends in the middle of the night when I was pleasuring myself. Tell her she don't have to worry anymore about her baby.
Even if I wanted to, how are we gonna find the dead gigolo's customers?
We'll go to the manhole union, but we gotta be careful. They'll be looking for them.
The coat of arms with the motto Semper Erectus.
Meeting of the Royal Order of European Manwhores is now in session.
These are the highest paid he bitches in Europe. That's Rodrigo. He's from Spain. He can tie shoelaces with his tongue.
Ew.
That's Enzo. He's Italian. His nutsack is insured for $1 million.
That's 500 grand each.
Check it out. That's Asopopoulos from Greece. He can actually kiss you with his butthole.
I'd like to never see that.
I'd like to say a few words about our fallen comrade, Heinz Hammer.
Who's the blonde guy?
Chadsworth Buckingham. Comes from a long line of hoes. His great-great-great-grandmother gave Henry VIII crabs.
But what I know Heinz would like to be remembered for most was being a male prostitute. Hear,
hear. He was also a supercilious cunt.
Who's that guy?
Giancarlo, silverback he bitch.
Heinz Hammer was undercutting all of us. What? Yes. He was charging the same price for straight sex as he was for a Turkish snow cone. What? Oh, yes. He was also charging the same price for a Belgian steamer as he was for a Portuguese breakfast. As we sow, so shall we reap.
Thank you, Giancarlo, for those kind words. Until this insane killer is apprehended, the union is going to institute a new security measure. This ring locks snugly over your vagina and then communicates directly with a global satellite system.
There are rings of all sizes available, smaller for our Asian members.
Y'all know me. My name is McManus. I joined this union some 20-odd years ago.
are two reasons. To have intercourse in exchange for cash, and two, to protect my rights as a man here. But 3 years ago, when this union told we man hares that we were to stop having intercourse with underage girls, I strongly disagreed.
But I did not stand up. I'm ashamed to say. I stood down.
And then, 3 months later, this union told we man hares that we were to begin washing our private areas between customers. Our private areas.
And once again, I'm ashamed to report to your gentlemen. I stood down.
But now, sir, for what am I to tell my 8-year-old boy when he comes to me and he says, Daddy, Daddy, what's that thing hanging off of your he-pussy? How am I to tell him, sir?
TJ, wearing a print white wig, and Deuce are dressed as waiters. TJ puts a jacket on Deuce.
Deucey, you can do this.
Due to high demand, each member will be only allowed 2 tickets to this year's Manwhore Awards.
How's it going?
I'm Deuce Bigelow. I'm a gigolo from America. My friend Tiberius Jefferson is not the Manwhore killer.
Homo!
Now, I'm convinced that the real killer is a she-john, which means any one of you could be next. Now, there are a couple hundred gigolos in this room. Now, if we all work together, we can find out who the real killer is.
What do you say?
Deuce is tossed through a window. He lands on rubbish bags in an alley. TJ runs up.
How come you didn't tell him I wasn't gay?
Did you not just see me get thrown through a window?
What do we do now?
TJ has an old friend who just might be able to help us out. Come on, watch your step.
Night, Deuce enters an elegant restaurant.
Deuce.
A man with a neatly trimmed beard and mustache.
Antoine?
Sit down.
It's good to see you. It's been a long time.
Antoine crushes Deuce's hand as they shake. Antoine produces a book from his waistband.
This is the list from the Manwhore Union. It's got all the clients that went out with the dead gigolos.
Awesome!
Antoine stuffs the book in his pants.
Please be quiet. I went through a great deal of trouble to get this. Sorry. Now, if you want to compete with the European Manwhores, you need to learn how to really please a woman. I should write some of this down. Go ahead. You must be able to pleasure a woman with...
Antoine chokes on a morsel.
Pleasure her with...
Antoine points down his throat.
Oh. Do you want me to try?
Deuce mimics Antoine's vain attempts to dislodge the food stuck in his throat.
All right.
He smacks the back of his neck.
Women really like that?
Now a shake of the head and the tongue sticking out. Hands out in front and twitching the fingers like talons, Antoine falls to the floor.
Manwhore down!
TJ in disguise leaps on Antoine. The stuck morsel flies out of his mouth into a woman's.
Get the list. It's in his pants. All right. I think I got it.
He's photographed with his hand in Antoine's trousers, even gayer than we thought.
Ain't a brother stick his hand down another man's pants without setting off the faggot alarm.
They're outside a house. Deuce studies the book.
This is Marlene Alsmere. She went out with Diego and Hines. What am I going to do if she tries to kill me?
You distracted with your magic sheenus? I'm going to look for evidence. The lipstick and the leopard coat.
TJ rings the bell and dives into bushes.
All right. Hi, I'm Deuce Bigelow. Hi, I'm Deuce Bigelow. Hi, I'm Deuce biggest lady I've ever seen.
Ah, that's a huge bitch.
Deuce is dragged inside by a very tall, broad woman.
Hi.
Deuce is about chest high to her. He grabs a photograph.
Cute kids, are they yours?
Those pictures, they come with the frames. I'm unable to have children.
I'm so sorry. That must be very hard for you.
She won't let him pass. TJ climbs into a room where a cat's playing. In a bathroom cabinet, he finds lipstick.
Evidence.
On top of the cabinet, French fries.
That big hole got food everywhere.
Marlene.
You are a nice man. Now take off your clothes.
Don't you want to talk a little more? You seem very interesting.
Take some off!
Munching the fries, TJ finds a magazine.
That's right.
As he turns the pages, the fries tumble out of their pack and land in the toilet. TJ replaces the magazine on top of the cistern, looks casually around, then touches his nose. He bends down, takes a fry from the toilet bowl, shakes it, and starts to eat it.
Baby, walk to mommy. Come, come. No, like baby! Baby, walk to mommy.
Deuce in a large nappy and baby bonnet staggers towards Marlene.
Good baby.
In the loo, TJ relishes his wet fries.
Come to mommy.
Deuce runs. Marlene holds out her arm. Deuce crashes to the floor. He crawls to the door.
Ooh, baby hungry? Want booby?
She slips off her bra.
Baby never eat again.
In the loo, TJ lowers his tracksuit bottoms and takes a whiz. The cat trots in to join him. It stares up at TJ.
You like them big hairy balls, don't you?
The cat leaps up. TJ backs across the room, the cat attached to his genitals. He bounces across again and beats the cat with a brush. TJ throws the brush away and repeatedly slams the door against the cat. He tries to squeeze it between door and jamb. Gaspar, the police inspector, leaps from a car.
Hold it! Hold it right there. Is this truck full of marijuana? Is this truck full of marijuana? Can't you read the sign? No unloading pot in the red zone. Write him up.
But sir, it's my daughter's birthday. She's turning 13. Oh, we need all this pot for the party.
Inspector, I got these lipsticks from Marlene Alsmeer. She was a customer of Heinz Hummer. She's big and strong. She can easily be the killer.
The lipstick the killer uses is a very rare one. Shimmer Lavender Love, number 66, discontinued in 1984.
Gaspar tosses them in a bin.
But, sir, I also have a list of the women who went out with the murdered gigolos.
Gaspar, what is that?
Will you stop doing that?
Will you stop playing these games and tell me where TJ's hiding?
TJ's innocent.
Oh, don't make me laugh. TJ's innocent.
A young blonde.
Uncle, you forgot your lunch.
That's very nice. Thanks.
Gaspar sneezes. Young woman slaps her head and drops her portfolio. Deuce retrieves the notebook.
Let me help you with that.
Thank you.
Crouched beside her, Deuce gazes at her.
Excuse me for asking, but why did you slap yourself like that?
Promise you won't laugh?
I promise.
I have obsessive compulsive disorder. I have these little rituals that I can't help doing. I can't touch doorknobs. I snap my fingers when I see a bus. And when someone sneezes, I slap myself 3 times.
I've heard of that. That's not so bad.
She bites his arm.
I'm sorry. Bells made me do that. It got me kicked out of school.
It's okay. Everyone's got a few weird habits.
Actually, I've got about 130.
So you're above average. I mean, I'm Deuce.
I'm Ava.
Ava has a fish painting.
Is that a Sudanese sweet lips?
How did you know?
It's like my top 5 favorite fish.
They have one here at the aquarium.
I heard this place is incredible.
Outside the aquarium, Ava stands, lips pursed, as she stares at the brass doorknobs.
The doorknob? I'll get it. Okay.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Inside.
He's beautiful.
That's really good.
Thank you.
They're standing in front of a tank looking at a large, chubby, grumpy-faced fish. Ava is sketching. Deuce looks hard on the sketch over. A man stands beside them, smoking heavily.
Excuse me, but in America, they don't allow smoking in aquariums.
Well, in Europe, we don't unilaterally attack a country just to steal their oil.
What?
What? Did I offend you? Are you going to shock and awe me? Maybe you should check my pockets for weapons of mass destruction.
What are you talking about? I just asked you to put your cigarette out.
As in, what is next? Take wine away from my children? I'll put out the cigarette. God bless America.
He tosses his cigarette into a fish tank.
The nicotine in that cigarette is poisonous.
So they say.
They could kill every fish in that tank.
Poor little fishy.
Deuce climbs onto the tank.
Hey,
Why are you with that loser?
Deuce dives into the tank and grabs the cigarette as a fish goes to eat it. He shows it to Ava, who gives him the thumbs up. The man is eyeing her up and down.
You have a nice ass.
Deuce waddles over with a soggy cigarette.
I think this belongs to you.
Merci beaucoup.
He tosses it back into the tank.
You dick!
I would like to take you from behind.
Ava turns from him towards Deuce underwater.
My penis is uncircumcised. No head. It's like a torpedo.
You pig!
Oh, are you tired of swimming? Do the little fishes not want to play with you?
Deuce stands in front of the man and pats him on the shoulder, then drags him away. Dressed in Deuce's stars and striped shirt, he's bound and gagged with a sign, America rocks, Europe smells like ass.
Fuck off, you yank!
Bricks are thrown at him on a trolley bus.
I'm only staying with my uncle for the summer, and then I go back to art school in Brussels.
Could I take you out for coffee sometime?
You mean like a date?
Well, yeah.
Everyone turns to stare.
Oh, the siren.
Right, siren.
Before I can go on a date, I have to collect 5 different colored tulips, eat 2 herring, and drink a beer from a wooden shoe.
Well, that sounds doable.
She starts to sniff her fingers.
What is it? The accordion player?
Mm-hmm.
He imitates her movements and dances up and down the bus.
Smelly finger dance!
Ava smiles at his antics and stops sniffing. A group of the manhors sit at an outdoor cafe when a car pulls up. The female driver lowers her window.
Hey, guys. I need a quick gigolo fix. What do you say?
I'm judging a sandcastle building competition this afternoon, so I can't help you.
The dog ate my penis.
Oh. Ava and Deuce walk by a canal.
You don't have to walk me any further. I just work over there.
I don't mind.
I'm kind of embarrassed of my job.
I'm kind of embarrassed of my job, too. What do you do?
Bye, Deuce.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Deuce, not so big below.
He crosses to the manhole.
It's Bigelow.
What's your going rate, douche?
Well, I was getting $10.
Okay, Gigolo, do you even know when a woman is having an orgasm?
Sure I know. It's when she says, please stop. It's okay. You tried. Now get off me.
As a populace turns to the others.
I bet he doesn't even know how to give a sneaky castro.
Well, that depends. If she wants a regular sneaky or extra sneaky.
There is no such thing as an extra sneaky castro. Is there?
Chadsworth gets to his feet.
It's pretty convenient, your friend, killing off all the competition. I've got my eye on you, small below.
Giancarlo watches. Deuce rings a doorbell.
I'll be right down.
He's dressed in pinstripe jacket, dark shirt and striped tie. TJ's disguised as a robotic street performer.
Okay. This is the woman that went out with Hines the night before he was murdered.
He comes down to Deuce's level.
Don't worry about it, Sherlock Holmes. I ain't gonna let you out of my sight.
The woman steps outside.
Hi, you must be Lily. I'm Deuce.
Nice to meet you.
Lily holds a microphone up to a tracheotomy incision in her throat. Evening, Deuce and Lily are in a busy restaurant. He sits opposite Lily, his eyes fixed on the hole in her throat.
Would you like some bread?
Oh, I can't have bread. It makes my esophageal lining swell up and could block my throat hole. Excuse me for a second.
Sure.
She places her napkin over her throat and squeezes her nose.
Pardon me. I had to clear.
Yeah. So what do you do?
I just got fired.
I'm sorry.
I was a phone sex operator. I only lasted a week. They were jealous of me.
I heard that Hines Hummer had a bit of a jealous streak. I bet you're glad he's dead.
Hines was the most gentle man I ever knew. I miss him. And his mangina.
I can't take it anymore.
Two diners leave.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can see that you really liked Heinz. Here, let me get that for you.
Thanks.
He lights a cigarette. She takes a long draw and blows the smoke out of her throat.
Let's go.
I think I'm gonna puke.
I started smoking again when I lost my job. If I don't find another one, pretty soon I'm gonna lose my house.
Well, we'll just have to find you a new one. Relax. Have some wine.
Thanks.
As she drinks, wine spurts from her throat.
Oh! 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 Oh.
He presses his fingers on her throat hole briefly.
I don't normally drink red wine, so... Oh. I have hiccups.
Every hiccup splashes him with wine.
Go down the wrong hole, I think.
Check, please.
In a communications room...
It's good for you, it's good for them. I'm just glad it worked out.
Mwah. I better get to work.
I'll be hearing from you.
She's working an airport PA system.
The white zone is for loading and unloading of vehicles only. There is no parking in the white zone. Thanks, Deuce. I had fun last night. The white zone.
At a spa.
I am Rodrigo Bolas de Madera. I am here for my 12:30 ass hair bleaching.
Okay, how blonde do you want to go?
Gwyneth.
Good choice.
In the bleaching room, Rodrigo, dressed only in a towel, feels the leather upholstery of the bleaching seat headrest. He sits on the raised seat and leans forward, placing his chin on the headrest.
Oh, hey! I got the real Janine Garofalo situation back there, so go for it.
He buries his face in the headrest. A gloved hand exchanges the hair bleach with a toxic bottle. Chatsworth.
So, Enzo, got any she-johns lined up for tonight?
No, I did a chili rainbow last night, so I'm exhausted.
What about you, Asapopoulos?
I got the herpes, so what are you going to do?
Chatsworth rips off the fake herpes sore.
Liar! Mahmoud!
Huh?
What's your excuse?
I just realized I'm gay. Any of you guys want a blowjob?
A man in the corner.
I do.
Well, okay then. I better go put that penis in my mouth.
You're all afraid of the manhole killer.
No.
A champagne corner.
I don't want to die.
Gods.
You really should find a better hiding place.
Giancarlo.
Oh, you haven't heard. Rodrigo's been killed.
No.
Oh, my God, why? He was just having his ass hair bleached.
He got much more than that, I can assure you. Bon chance.
Deuce and TJ watch TV in a bar.
Ladies and gentlemen, very happy that Scotland Yard has now joined the search for the gay killer Tiberius Jefferson. Thank you very much.
So how about this next one? Svetlana Ravenko.
The Russian women are a little freaky down below. Hair starting in front, don't end till it get to the back. So if you got to give a little mouth to South, put a clothespin on your nose.
I'll keep that in mind.
TJ wears buck teeth and specs.
Wish me luck.
Guess what? You mind changing that to the Weather Channel?
The topless forecaster.
It's gonna be cold tomorrow.
Svetlana is wearing a veil.
I have been waiting for you, Mr. Bigelow.
She indicates with her hand for him to sit at her dining table.
Aren't you afraid to work with the manhole killer on the loose?
What do you know about it?
Apparently, there's some maniac who's killing them all.
Some people say they deserve it. What do you think?
I think everything happens for a reason. You're probably wondering why I'm wearing this veil.
I wasn't, but if you want to talk about it, cool.
I grew up in Chernobyl.
Chernobyl? Huh. What a pretty name.
My mother, she worked in nuclear reactor when she was pregnant with me. Instead of a nose, I was born with an appendage on my face. A male appendage.
Deuce raises his eyebrows.
No shit.
I have always been a little self-conscious about it.
Well, you shouldn't. I mean, a lot of women would love to have a guy's dick on their face.
Yours is just permanent.
You are sweet. And very handsome for an American.
She touches his hand and runs her foot up his leg.
I like you.
She presses her foot on his crotch. Under her veil, her nose becomes erect.
I would love to hear some Latin music.
I'll see if the pianist knows any. I mean, the pianist. The guy playing the piano.
Oh, the band has started. Aren't we lucky?
No!
She drags him from the table onto the dance floor and they stride across it. Every time she jerks her head, Deuce ducks to avoid the erect nose. He sees TJ empty the contents of Svetlana's handbag onto the table.
Damn, no lipstick.
You smell nice. What is it?
It's Old Nice. It's a knockoff of Old Spice.
I like it, but
yeah.
I think it makes me sneeze.
What happens when you sneeze? Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. Oh, good Lord. Now's a good time to turn.
Every time she sneezes, globules of white liquid are emitted, splattering over diners and into a bowl of soup. Next day, Ava opens her door to Deuce.
Hi.
Deuce is holding 5 different colored tulips, a plate of herring, a bottle of beer, and a clog. He pours the beer into the wooden shoe. Later, they sit at an outdoor cafe table.
How long are you going to be staying in Holland?
Only until I can prove my friend TJ's innocent.
Is there someone waiting for you back home?
It's kind of hard to explain. Would you like to meet her?
She's here in Amsterdam.
It's my wife. I got her right here in my duffel bag.
Ava's smile fades as Deuce takes Kate's artificial leg from his bag.
Kate, this is my new friend, Ava. She passed away a couple of years ago, and it's all I have left of her.
As Deuce goes to return the leg to the bag, Ava shakes it by the foot.
Nice to meet you. She was very lucky to have someone so devoted to her.
They both smile broadly. Ava and Deuce stroll round the streets of Amsterdam, past the Gay Perlé street organ. They chat incessantly, walking along the canal side with dozens of parked bicycles leaning against the railings. Late afternoon, they cross the bridge and stop.
Hey, can I see you when you get off work?
Oh, you know, I'd really love to, but I'm going to be so tired.
Okay.
Deuce is entranced by the plethora of kisses lavished on his cheeks. He walks away, then turns back.
Ava! Ava! Did you just kiss me 9 times because you're OCD?
No. It's because I like you.
A film crew passes them and enters a house.
What are they doing in there anyway?
They're making a movie.
Cool. What kind of movie?
I better get to work.
Okay. In there? You work in there?
Yeah, well.
Hi, Ava. Great work yesterday.
Thank you.
Eva, listen, we really need you on the set. All the guys are waiting.
All the guys?
Yeah, I can't keep them waiting. Bye, Deuce.
Deuce stares open-mouthed as Ava heads towards the house. He gulps even more when he sees the line of studs and white bathrobes queuing up outside. Also waiting, a group of footballers and a donkey. Deuce heads for the door.
Hey, whoa. Back off the line, buddy.
Trust me. She's worth the wait.
Deuce marches inside.
It's a closed set. You can't come in here, sir. Like hell I can't.
On the set.
Get off her, you little freak!
Huh?
Deuce picks up the midget porn star and tosses him out of the window. He lands in the canal. In the house.
Ava, you don't have to do this.
The blonde on the bed turns. It's not Ava.
Hey, I agreed to one midget, not two. Godverdomme.
Deuce?
Ava's painting.
Ava, you don't have to do this.
Do what?
This.
What?
This.
She looks at him with a puzzled frown.
You painted that?
I'm a scenic artist.
So that's what you do here.
The soggy midget stomps back in.
Hey, little friend. I guess I owe you a big...
He headbutts Deuce in the stomach.
Clothes soil off the dock.
Stoner Steve here! Who wants to get high?
TJ!
Stoner Steve!
TJ, is that you in there?
Quiet, you dumb prostitute.
I've went out with every girl on that list that lives in Holland.
Then you need to find the rest of those bitches.
The rest of those women live in other countries.
Goddamn white boy! Pack up that snatch pole and go find the real killer. Stoner Steve! Stoner Steve Cafe!
Deuce leaves TJ, who's dressed in a mascot costume, and takes a train. Later, he steps up to a green door. He's met by a hunchback woman who smiles as she walks out of the house. At a zoo, Deuce meets a woman with extraordinarily large ears. Children poke fun at her. At a beer keller, he's with the hunchback woman. A guy rests his beer stein on her back. Deuce cuts a hole in a rucksack and places it over the woman's back. Outside, she marches away, apparently wearing a full rucksack. She smiles at Deuce and waves. He crosses Greta Ryman off the list. By a gondola, he stands at another door. A filthy, straggly-haired woman opens it and kisses him, leaving dirt on his face. Deuce is at the Good Faith Orphanage with a giant of a woman, Marlene. They look at babies in cots. He starts when they come across a huge infant. Two nuns look on dismayed as Marlene burps the baby. There's a river of vomit down the smiling Marlene's back. On the gondola, the other passengers screw up the noses at the filthy woman with Deuce. Having pointed down into the canal, he pushes the woman in and starts scrubbing her with a bath brush. She emerges from the water clean and beautiful. Another one off the list. Deuce takes Svetlana, the penis nose, to the Rubens Plastic Surgery Center. She walks out, same nose, much bigger breasts. With a massive curly wig and in shorts and singlet, TJ bounces a basketball along an Amsterdam street. He spots a wanted poster describing him as gay and dangerous. Deuce returns to the Rubens with a girl with big ears. She emerges, same big ears, huge breasts.
TJ, there you are. Hey, the girl with the giant ears overheard Heinz talking about some photo in the Man Whore Society. We gotta get in there. Why aren't you in disguise?
I'm in disguise. I'm in blackface.
But you're black.
Yeah, but I'm disguised as a different black guy.
Well, you look the same.
What you trying to say? We all look alike?
No, that's not it.
You're such a racist. You know, I got half a mind to stop helping you save me.
Come on.
Jeez, let's go.
Night. Deuce and TJ are by the entrance to the Man Whore building. A bald-headed heavy stops Lil' Kim from entering.
Excuse me. This is a private club. Man whores only.
Hey, I'm a real good man whore. Just go ask your mama.
Still, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
That's what your mama said after I bang her.
Okay, that's it.
Go, go, go.
While the heavy dumps Lil' Kim in a garbage bin, Deuce and TJ sneak in.
Hey, your mama is in here.
In the building.
It's okay, I know what I'm talking about. If you're going to stick two in there, you're gonna need a lot of lubricant. I know what I'm talking about, huh? Okay, I gotta go now, Ma.
Enzo on his mobile phone doesn't see Deuce and TJ run up the stairs behind him. Enzo goes to a tanning room where he stands in swimming briefs in front of the lights dancing. He lies down on the sunbed and brings the top down towards him, his eyes protected by goggles. A gloved hand switches off the ceiling light. A kiss is left on top of the sunbed, which is tied shut.
Oh!
The dial is turned to danger.
Hey, this thing is locked!
The blonde-haired figure Deuce saw leaving Heinz closes curtains and walks away. Deuce and TJ enter a grand wood-paneled room resplendent with portraits.
Man, only heard about this place. This is where Manhorn all started.
He points at a painting.
Check it out. You know who this is? He was the first guy to keep from shooting his load by thinking about sports.
They move to another portrait.
This guy here? Baron Von Doggy Style. Led a pimping expedition to the Arctic Circle. Froze to death 69 in a moose. The only thing left of him is this stick, which he used to bitch slap Eskimos.
TJ lays down the stick and moves on to a black cavalier.
Now this brother here, Kunta Cunt Licker. He's the Jackie Robinson of ass-eating.
TJ points to a spacesuit.
Vladimir Sukhmyov, the first manhole in space. They were studying the effects of zero gravity on the reach around.
All right, will you cut it out?
I'm sorry, this is my Graceland.
Deuce stares at a framed photograph.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, check this out.
That's the blonde lady with the leopard coat. This must be the killer.
The door opens.
So, what are you going to wear to the Manor Awards?
I thought I'd just go with the tux and satin chaps with my ass plug cufflink. That's a pop. Let's lift the trophy case open again.
Oh, Papa, that wasn't me.
Dilsey.
Shh.
I got a fart.
You got a what?
I got a fart.
Well, hold it.
Shh.
I hear something.
Deuce and TJ are in the rafters.
I think the building is squeaking.
Maybe it's a bird.
You idiot!
TJ and Deuce fall onto the trophy case.
Bigelow! Security! Stop them!
Deuce and TJ split up.
TJ!
Deuce is outside. TJ's in the tanning room with the overhead light still off. He climbs into the sunbed and sniffs. He flicks on his lighter and turns to see Enzo's charred remains.
Fire! What the hell? Somebody smoked a heat, bitch!
Acepopoulos looks at the sunbed.
Enzo? Michelangelo?
No, I didn't do it.
What is that?
Enzo's charred penis.
That is not a dick in my hand. Anybody got some antibacterial gel? I got burnt dick on my hand.
Deuce, hiding behind a tree, sees TJ being led away by police. Day, he runs into Ava's house. She's showering.
Ava!
I'm in the shower!
TJ's been arrested.
I can't hear you. I'll be out in a minute.
In his gayest murder yet, the homosexual man-whore killer murdered famed gigolo Enzo Garaputo.
Our meteorologist Truus is sick today. Filling in is Henk van den Berg.
Bewolking boven West-Frankrijk en Nederland schuift langzaam op naar het oosten en wordt dikker. Hetzelfde geldt.
Deuce switches off the television with the topless forecaster, this time a mature man with a paunch. Deuce lays down his jacket, then sees an open wardrobe door. Deuce opens the cupboard door further, and inside he sees a leopard coat. Hearing Ava whistling, he turns, then returns to the cupboard. Hanging by the coat is a blonde wig. From the coat's pocket, he removes a lipstick. Shimmer 66. Lavender Love.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the matter? Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Deuce tries to slip the lipstick into his jeans pocket, but it falls to the floor. He crawls after it. Ava, poking the fire, turns to him. He gasps the poker's tip.
I'll get that. I was a Boy Scout for almost a week.
Ava cuts bread and picks up a cheese wire.
So, is your uncle home?
No. We're completely alone. Would you like some cheese?
I'm lactose intolerant.
Why are you so jumpy? Maybe I can help you relax.
She sits him down and puts her hands on his shoulders.
You're shaking.
She removes her hands.
Maybe it's because I'm cold.
I can fix that. Why don't you pour us a drink?
She moves away. He stretches across and pours a drink from a decanter.
So, I guess we're all alone, huh?
She swings an axe.
Yes.
And chops wood.
Juice, you're scaring me.
Ava.
He takes the axe from her.
Listen, everything I'm about to do is because I really care for you.
Oh, Juice.
Now, I don't know why.
She removes her robe.
I don't know why you've done this, but I'm gonna give you everything I've got.
Ava seductively slinks past Deuce, who turns to watch her as she walks, dressed only in lace knickers and bra, across the room. He chews his lips as she pauses momentarily at the door of her bedroom, glances at him, then disappears from his view. He beats a hasty retreat. She sits on the bed.
Yes?
He hightails it at speed through the narrow streets and over the canal bridges of the city until he reaches Gaspar, the police inspector.
I'm going to...
Gaspar!
Stop!
Gaspar! I know who the killer is.
Gaspar indicates for the policeman trying to restrain Deuce to let him go. Deuce strides up to Gaspar's desk.
I know who the killer is.
I knew sooner or later someone would figure it out.
Deuce sits down opposite Gaspar, who opens a drawer with a gun in it.
Sorry, I have to be the one to tell you.
Deuce shakes his head as Gaspar reaches for the gun.
It's Ava.
It's Ava?
Gaspar closes the drawer.
You mean my niece, Ava?
I know it sounds crazy, but I found the lipstick. The same lipstick the killer used. Shimmer Lavender Love number 66 at your house.
And you found it in the pocket of a trench coat hanging in the closet?
Exactly. Plus, I heard her whistling the same song I heard the killer whistle.
Like?
Now you tell me, why would anyone but the killer be whistling that specific song? I mean, the odds would be astronomical.
Maybe the song got stuck in her head because she overheard the real killer whistling it, and maybe the real killer is someone very near and dear to her, though she doesn't realize.
Sure. Or maybe the Hamburglar did it and escaped with the Great Pumpkin. Look, I understand this must be very difficult for you to be outthunk by a civilian like myself. But we have to put our egos aside right now and do what's best for Ava. She's clearly ill and she needs our help.
You're absolutely right.
You know, the only thing I can't think of is motive. And what could she possibly have against Manhorse?
Maybe because they represent the decline of this once glorious city, which has now become a new Sodom and Gomorrah for rich college kids to smoke hash, to fornicate with Venezuelan hookers, or to defecate on our historic cobblestone streets.
They don't defecate on the streets.
Deuce looks out of the window to see a college guy squatting on the cobbles.
Hey!
Well, how do you know he's a tourist? I mean, he could be a local.
The guy saunters off with a maple leaf rucksack.
Where is Ava now?
She's at your house.
Good.
Gaspar picks up a bag and starts to fill it with machine guns and other firearms.
Do you really think you need all those weapons? She doesn't seem that dangerous. You're not gonna hurt her, are you?
You can never be too careful.
Gaspar marches out with the bag.
The poor guy.
What a dipshit.
On TV.
Tonight, the sexually inadequate men of Europe can breathe easy, safe, in the knowledge that all of the continent's finest gigolos are right here under one roof, all asking who is gonna walk away with the golden boner. In this car we have Asapopoulos and his date for the evening, his mother.
She's the woman that made me start into prostitution, made me go into prostitution. I wanted to become a doctor, but...
Uncle, you home?
Ava's in Gaspar's room.
What a beautiful couple, mother and man whore.
Man whore awards?
Please welcome your host for this evening, Johnny Vaughn.
Thank you very much indeed. Can I just say, ladies, gentlemen, man whores, a night where we celebrate those guys who can get wood, no matter what. Do you know, they have gay pride days, they have...
Yes.
Gaspar's at the door.
I'm going to kill them all.
But why?
Don't you see what's happening to our country?
The college guy's pissing on a car.
But it's murder.
During the final gala number, when all these man whores are gathered on stage, I push this little button and poof! Bye-bye, gigolos. Shouldn't be that hard to pin the crime on your good friend, Deuce Bigelow.
I won't let you!
Achoo!
She slaps her head.
If you want to stop me... It's as simple as touching this doorknob.
It's brass. Gaspar meets Deuce on the street.
Where's Ava?
Ava's gone to the Man Whore Awards. I'm going there, too.
I'm coming with you.
Yes. Yes, you should be there, too.
Standing by the upstairs window, Ava sees Deuce getting into her uncle's car with him. She turns and stares at the brass doorknob, takes a deep breath, then strides towards it. In prison...
Now, let me give you all the lowdown on TJ. In Thailand, I got a job in a carnival sideshow, eating broken glass. We did 6 shows a day. That's a lot of broken glass. And it's all collected in the lining of my anus. My ass is like one big nasty cheese grater.
His fellow inmates stare at the awards.
Here to perform his signature move, the Chili Rainbow, would you please welcome Asapopoulos Morialis?
The Greek gigolo strides on stage, then whisks off his jacket and shirt, leaving him with collar and bow tie and a bare muscular torso. Ah. He whips off his trousers down to a skimpy pair of briefs. Svetlana's nose rises under her veil. A glass coffee table is brought on stage. The front row don plastic masks. On the street...
Deuce! Deuce! Right here!
Hey, Ava's right behind us.
Deuce, stop!
Gaspard accelerates.
What are you doing? She's right back there.
Deuce! He's the killer!
What?
You're with the killer!
I'm with the dealer?
He's the man-whore killer!
18-wheeler?
My uncle is the killer!
Oh, I'm with the... You're the...
She says that I am the killer, you stupido!
On a scooter, Ava swerves to avoid an oncoming car. Deuce has a gun pointing at him.
But why? What did man-whores ever do to you?
What did they do to me? All my life, I dreamed of being one thing. A gigolo. Yes, me. Gaspar Forestball. I'll never forget that day. Never. It was my first semester at Manhor University.
Now today, class, we shall learn how to give a lady a proper Portuguese breakfast.
You take an egg and you crack it. You mix them. Oh. Now this is a good chance to sweet talk the client. And we pour that in there. Beautiful. Very nice now.
And don't forget the Canadian bacon.
The Canadian bacon? Of course, sir. Let's just get to that.
What are you doing?
It's a penis enlarger. It says just a few bumps and it gets your thing bigger.
Do you mind if I give myself a few bumps?
Go nuts.
Here we go. So there you have it.
Tell me, how was your Portuguese breakfast?
Delicious.
Elsa?
Gaspar?
He pumps the penis enlarger. Everyone laughs at him. A student takes a photograph.
They knew she was my fiancée, and tonight I will get my revenge.
In the car, Deuce grabs the gun and wrestles it from Gaspar. Gaspar hits bollards and a parked bicycle.
Leave it!
They bump over a canal bridge, then crash into a barrier. Ava, chasing them, falls off a scooter. Another Canadian student pees on the barrier.
I'm from Canada, and I'm wasted!
Gaspar runs off. Deuce goes to Ava.
You all right?
Yeah, are you
stop,
okay?
Stop, stop!
Police business.
Let's go, we gotta stop him.
Yeah.
To a cyclist.
Stop, stop! Man-whore business.
Before we present the award for Man-whore of the Year, let's take a moment to honor those gigolos who have recently passed.
On a screen, we'll never forget, then a photograph of the charred remains of Enzo Ceraputo. On a split screen, Heinz Hammer rubbing his trouser leg containing his greatest asset. Xavier Sandusky, with the thumb and forefinger of his left hand forming a circle, and the forefinger of his right moving in and out of the circle. McManus is watching TV.
Hey, Daddy, I was looking in your underwear drawer, and I found this bracelet.
His son.
Holy Mother of God. That's not a bracelet, babe. That is a device that your daddy has to wear on his Happy birthday, son, you got a bracelet.
Great.
Deuce and Ava on the bicycle.
Let's go.
And now,
come on.
The award you've all been waiting for, the Man-whore of the Year.
All right, listen, you go get help. I'll get all the gigolos off the stage.
Okay.
Deuce runs towards the stage.
You have to get off the stage right now or you'll all be killed.
Get the hell out of here, douche, before I have you thrown out.
There's a bomb on the stage.
You idiot.
You're all gonna die.
He picks up a trophy.
I'm the man-whore killer. This is a bomb. Everybody out. Everybody get out. You gotta get out of here.
Deuce is left on the stage. Gaspar swings down from the rafters.
You'll die with the rest of them, gigolos. Those gigolos robbed me of my manhood. I was never able to satisfy a woman. I'll see to it that they won't either.
They're armed with swords taken from statues.
You don't have to kill anyone, Gaspar. Because you can please a woman.
They're on a screen.
Those gigolos don't know what they're talking about. Is he talking about us?
Gaspar forces Deuce onto his back.
Do you really think all a woman wants is some guy to give her a mud pretzel or a Turkish snow cone or an Irish facial?
Yes, they do, liar.
A woman wants a guy who'll ask her about her day and really listen to her. Or at least pretend to.
The women nod.
What? When she's hurting, ask her how she feels.
Yes.
Cry with her. Yeah. These gigolos are just ripping women off.
I've never had any complaint from any of those freaks.
Lily.
I faked it.
A woman doesn't care if you wear a Rolex watch or have a gigantic schlong like Heinz Hummer.
This guy knows his shit.
Asopopoulos removes a zucchini from his trousers.
What are you doing?
Bananas and socks.
Anyone else?
Lil' Kim removes a Tootsie Roll candy. On stage, the sword fight continues.
If you let a woman really know you care about her, maybe she'll give you an Irish facial.
Gaspar flicks Deuce's sword out of his hand and points his blade at Deuce before throwing it away. Gaspar reaches in his pocket.
We will die together, man whore.
You don't have to do this.
They ruined my life.
Give me the detonator.
No. My penis exploded.
Okay, that's a tough one. I'll give you that. But having a penis is way overrated. Trust me.
No. No.
Gaspar!
Svetlana pours a liquid into a funnel and tube, and into Lily's mouth, she spits it out of her tracheotomy hole. Deuce clubs Gaspar. Ava runs to Deuce.
Are you okay?
Svetlana walks towards Lily.
We did it!
She drips and her nose thrusts into Lily's tracheotomy.
That's the grossest thing I've ever seen. And I've seen some pretty gross things.
I'll be seeing you again, man whore.
Gaspar's driven away.
Deuce, you saved the Man Whore Society. The golden boner belongs to you.
Thanks. That's very...
This belongs to you, too.
Here's zucchini.
Hang it to the left.
You gonna eat that?
Knock yourself out.
Thank you, Al.
The gigolo strides off with the zucchini.
So, I guess this means you're a real gigolo now.
I don't want you to treat me any differently.
How much would you charge me for a kiss?
Well, first one's always free.
Deuce?
What? Oh, no! No, it's... this.
The detonator. As he puts his arms around Ava, the golden boner presses the detonator switch. Oblivious, Deuce and Ava carry on kissing. They stop and look around them. Looking guilty, they scurry away. Outside the prison...
Deuce!
Thank you, Jesus.
Did anybody hurt you in there?
Oh, you asking if I got ass pumped. Is that what's happening right now?
Not if you don't want to talk about it.
Well, turns out, I'm not that attractive.
Well, you should know you've been cleared of murder, but people still think you're gay.
Hey, don't tell nobody I'm not gay. Look at it. TJ, the gay man's pimp. I mean, I'm a corner of the market, man. Check out my new bitches.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
With some very camp men.
Let's get some chicken and waffles. My treat.
Oh, you saying the first thing a brother wants when he get out of prison is chicken and waffles?
Oh, come on.
Hey, get your sheet cocks back to work.
Gay man pimping didn't work out, so TJ became a rapper, MC Extra Nipple. He never recorded any albums, but he did get shot several times. Ava and Deuce were married. They're expecting twin baby gigolos. Gaspar finally became a man whore in prison against his will. Lil Kim had a penis enlargement. It's now 4 inches wide. Svetlana married a man with a vagina for a face. At the wedding, people vomited uncontrollably. Norm MacDonald still wishes he had his own sitcom. This cat worked for food. By food, we mean big hairy balls. Deuce hands over Kate's artificial leg. Kate lived happily ever after being made into a bong by an old Dutch woman. ITFC audio description by James O'Hara. Directed by Mike Bigelow. Screenplay by Rob Schneider and David Garrett and Jason Ward. Story by Rob Schneider. Produced by Jack Jalaputo, Adam Sandler, John Schneider. Executive producer, Glenn S. Gaynor. Director of photography, Mark Felperlaan. Production designer, Benedict Schillemans. Editors, Peck Pryor, Sandy Solowitz. Co-producers, Nathan T. Wyman, Tom McNulty. Casting by Roger Mussenden, CSA. Music by James L. Venable. Music supervision by Michael Dilbeck. Costume designer, Linda Bojas. Based on characters created by Harris Goldberg and Rob Schneider. Cast: Deuce Bigalow, Rob Schneider. TJ Hicks, Eddie Griffin. Gaspar Borschbach, Gillowyn Crabbe. Heinz Hummer, Till Schweiger. Chadwick Buckingham III, Douglas Sills. Rodrigo, Carlos Ponce. Giancarlo, Charles Keating. Ava, Hannah Verbaum. Enzo Jalaputo, Alex Dimitriadis. Asopopoulos Mariolos, Costas Summer. Mahmoud, Federico Dordet. Antoine Lacomte, Odette Fer. Lil Kim, Topper. Lady in Castle, Elisabetta Canalis. Diego Verga, Hilton Maibara. Heavyset Maid, Wimmy Wilhelm. Security Guard, Jörg Castile. Newscaster Susie Parks, Suchin Pak. Older Blind Woman, Veronica Devenish. Billy, Vincent Martella. Jimmy, Chris McKay. Dolphin Handler, Andreas Warmuth. Newscasters, Heather Campbell, Bobby Sue Luther, Silvana Simons. News reporter, Wes Takahashi. Blind Woman in Net, Roberta Erlen. Black Man in Airport, Willie Gault. Woman in Airplane, Pilar M. Schneider. Pro-American Woman, Jean Chalice. Sexy Window Washer, Katie Downs. Red Light District Girls, Crystal Girls, Zoe McConnell, Rebecca Rule, Nicholas Stott, Nicola Tappenden, Melanie Walsh. Cop, Eric DeVogel. Beautiful Woman in Painting, Kelly Brook. Kaiser, Jimmy Gardner. Dutch Anchorman, Bastian Ragas. Topless Weather Ladies, Monica Piskowska, Astrid Knoops. Marlene Ellesmere, Skytress. Pakistani Man, Narsingh Balwant Singh. Wealthy Woman in Car, Mickey Hogendike. Lily, Zoe Telford. Spa Attendant, Nicolette Van Damme. Svetlana Miranda Raison. Porn Midget, Edwin Adolphs. Production Assistant, Joshua Rubin. Man in Robe, Keenan Raven. Scandinavian Porn Star, Chantal Jansen. Louisa, the Dirty Girl, Rachel Stevens. Greta, the Hunchback Girl, Dana Goodman. The Big-Eared Girl, Julia Wolof. Manhor Union Doorman, Cees Geel. Reporter, Manhor Awards, Alex Zane. Canadian College Kids, Johnny DeMol, Matt Seagal. As himself, Johnny Vaughan. Zucchini Gigolo, Dan Schumanns. Copyright Columbia Pictures Industries, Inc., all rights reserved. Columbia Pictures Industries, Inc. is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. Dutch Production Services by IDTV Film BV. Semper Erectus Trademark, BackstreetPromotions.com, Inc. MTV Europe Logo Trademark, MTV Networks Europe, 2005. Special thanks to the city and people of Amsterdam, Stadsdeel Amsterdam Centrum, Amsterdam Amsterland Police, Zaanstreek Police, Fire Brigade Zaandam, filmed on location in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, and Marbella, Spain. Prints by Deluxe Registered Trademark. Motion Picture Association of America, number 41003. The logos for YATSE, International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. Kodak, Dolby Digital, SDDS, Sony Dynamic Digital Sound, DTS. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to the name, character or history of any person is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Columbia Pictures, a Columbia Pictures release, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company.